Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso. Coach Gattuso, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, Coach. I got you. I can hear you now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you guys quite the effort on Saturday against an Old Dominion team that went to a bowl game and won 10 games a year ago. You guys are right in the game in the fourth quarter before coming up a little short, 31-17. Talk about your impressions of that game.
Well, obviously they're a good football team. You know, they had some size that we haven't seen and which was expected, and very talented. I think it took our kids a little time to really believe that they could play in the game. To be honest, I think when we went in at halftime, when you're down 21-3, we really didn't think it should have been that type of half. We felt like physically we were doing well, and the kids were energized at halftime, and I thought we came out and played a great second half. And unfortunately, we needed one more stop. Our defense played really well in a lot of tough situations, and we needed that one stop. And we really were moving the ball in the second half, thought we could get out and score and either tie it or go for two and try to win it at the end. But unfortunately, they hit a deep ball on us. The receiver made a great play, and that's the way the game ended.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Carla.
We have a question from the line of Mr. Mark Pingles of Albany Times Union. Your line is open.
Hey, Greg, now that you've watched the film, how do you think the offensive line fared on Saturday?
The thing they did that I was really happy with was they really battled. They were running eight guys at them the entire game, eight good players. We did some things schematically to try to help them. It was working. I think most of the sacks showed up in that fourth quarter. I think four of them showed up in the fourth quarter, and we were trying to get back in the game a little bit. We definitely were overwhelmed at times with their talent, but I thought they battled their tails off. At the end of the day, I feel a lot better about them right now than I did going in. I was very nervous, as about that matchup. I thought we handled them physically well enough running the ball, and we're fairly effective, certainly in the second half, running the football. We missed some guys who were wide open that put a lot of pressure on us. We wanted to be out of the third and seven stuff, so we couldn't let them tee off on us. But all in all, it was a good effort by them, and I'm happy with. I think it was important that they play a game, and it was important that they show they can hang on. But certainly, we have to address some technical issues and obviously through our weight program and the offseason, strength issues to compete against a bowl team.
Did you come up with any injuries of note? I remember Jamal limped off, but he did come back and play in the game. Any injuries of note?
Right now, we seem like we're okay. We felt like physically we were more than a match. We felt very comfortable, thought we could hold up. There was some of the size differential was more of the DNs and the receivers, but the physical end of it we felt really good about. We felt like we were playing hard, and we certainly weren't overwhelmed that way.
Last question for me: can you comment on the quarterback you're adding this week, Greg?
Comment on Will.
Yeah, can you comment on the? Can you say anything about the quarterback you're adding this week, Testaverde? Can you talk about him yet, Greg?
About Testaverde?
Yeah, exactly.
He's joining the team today. He started classes, I think, Friday. He's decided, he was looking for a place to walk on and play. His father and Coach Clark have a long-standing relationship. And he decided to come here. We're happy to have him and add him to our group. At this moment, he's ineligible to compete this year. But that's about all I have going forward.
Is him joining the team, is that any reflection on how you feel about the quarterback situation you have right now?
Not at all.
Okay.
This all happened in 2 days. You know, we're always going to bring kids in. You know, that he decided to walk on, and he can help our team going forward. That we think it's a great addition.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Greg, while we're talking about the offense, obviously EB unable to go on Saturday, but quite an effort from freshman Carl Mofor, 21 carries, 99 yards, and a touchdown that brought that game back within seven. Just talk about his performance and what you liked about what he did.
Yeah, you know, sometimes loss in these things is, you know, you play without an All-American running back and how that could have impacted early part of the game. And we play without our starting safety, Mason Gray, who's arguably our best player on defense. So, you know, we were down early. But that's what football's all about. Kids, you know, everyone talks about next man up, and that we're certainly no different. We believe that our team can survive some injuries now that we have some depth. And Carl Mofar went out and played well. K.J. Rogers played well. He had a couple good runs. And, you know, ultimately the tailback spot was productive. I think we, you know, it was a little bit slow in the beginning, but you know, Carl really took off. He also had two receptions for, I think, 29 yards. That's a pretty good day for a freshman running back against a FBS bowl team. So hopefully we got another good one, but it's early. It was his first game, and we'll see how he progresses.
I want to switch sides to the defensive side, which was very impressive. An ODU team that's been known for high-powered offenses over the years, and you guys hold them to 285 yards, and they're All-American candidate tailback, Ray Lowry, and you guys only allow 98 yards on the ground. Talk about the effort on defense.
Yeah, they were flying to the football. You know, I was proud of them. Just standing there watching them, you know, the way they competed, they had to compete that way. I think, you know, Old Dominion, you know, was trying to run laterally a lot on us, and that, you know, we were able to contain some runs and, you know, and really swarm the football. They, you know, they forced, we got three turnovers, and we had three other really good opportunities of putting balls on the ground. So I think we forced four or five fumbles. You know, so all in all, they were playing really aggressively. I was happy with them. You know, there was a couple, obviously there were some breakdowns. Two of their big plays, you'd love to get them back. And, you know, and the long play at the end, our guy's right there, you know, at the fist fight. He just, you know, he just barely misses the ball, and you got to give their guy credit. He made a heck of a play. It's just, it's a shame. They played so well, and to give up a 55-yarder on the last play of their possession was hard. It was difficult because, you know, I think our, you know, the defense gave us a chance to have a chance. And you know, they just got to keep playing like that. I mean, they're important to our success.
You mentioned Mason being out, but one of your other defensive backs, Josh Wynn, with a big game, eight tackles, and came up with an interception in that game. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, you know, I think with Mason Gray out, we had to really reconfigure our secondary a little bit. You know, Jamal Robinson's our best corner. Well, he's a great kid. You know, when I asked him to play safety, he didn't even blink. He said, sure, coach. So he helped solidify the back end. You know, forced us to start a redshirt or a sophomore on the corner in his first start. He played well, Tyler Tobias. And Josh Wynn stepped up and was in control back there and played a pretty solid football game, had a pick. He also played exceptionally well on special teams, had a couple of three tackles on special teams. So all in all, he had a nice, really nice night.
Before I let you go, you guys head back out on the road to Morgan State, a team that Towson played Saturday. If you've had a chance to look at that tape, any what challenges does Morgan State present for you?
Well, you know, they've got a big, strong-arm quarterback and a bunch of skill guys running around, and they really are well-schemed. I've known of their offensive coordinator for a long time, coached against him when he was at Syracuse, and he was at Clemson, and he's been a lot of places. He's a really good coach, and I think their coaching staff is outstanding. For what I saw in that game, they gave Towson all they could handle and had a chance to win that game. It's going to be certainly be a huge challenge for us, and we've got to rebound from a tough loss and go on the road again. So we know this is going to be a hard fought game.
All right, Greg. Thanks as always for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Morgan State, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.